nam ji ran do la ben ja san je do ma ju san je jo da ju ju sha nam ba chan jo ba to da ni do la ben ja san je do ba ra ju san je jo da ju ju sha nam ba chan jo ba to da ni cha so se ba ji Dien Dho La Dien Je San Dien Dho Pa Ra Yu Okay, I don't know what to talk, huh? So we always do the prayer of refuge generating bodhicitta. So that is to set up our motivation. So so one of the important, you know, how strong motivation you have. When you listen to Dharma, you know, that makes a huge difference. Go deep into your mind. The teaching really touch the heart. You know, so depend on motivation. How strong motivation you have. So that much teaching is effective to the mind. So then, again, one thing is, why we need to practice Dharma. This, I mean, we have to ask oneself, you know, question oneself, why I need to practice Dharma. Something we need to ask. Then, so especially when it's Dharma, then it's, so here, so many here I'm talking about that. Emptiness, you know, instead of talking about the emptiness. Especially why I need to learn about emptiness. You know, must have clear answer in heart from oneself, you know. So this, anyway, we all know, but not from the heart, you know. Most of the time, all this from the mouth, you know. Why this, but not into heart. So what I'm trying to do here tonight is about that, you know. I say few words, then you think about that. Not just listening, but think from the heart. So this is something I think useful for everyone. So, especially about emptiness, you know, so Buddha said in the one of his sutra, but I can't translate everything, maybe those who understand Tibetan, then that's very good. Huh? Dongba shiwa jawa mebe tsu, mishepani jawa kem girwas. So I can't translate my word to word. But here what Buddha is saying is not knowing the emptiness or not knowing the reality of the existent. Because of that, sentient beings, you know, kempa, I don't know, kempa is in, I know Chinese word kai kai, you know, but English, I don't know what you call, English what you call, but the kai kai, not shopping, traveling, Translate kai kai into English. Oui. Nobody knows exactly. Nice cycle. I don't know. So anyway, you get the point. Okay. So so because of not knowing the emptiness, not knowing the reality, how things exist. Because of that, you know, we circle, we wander, you know, we traveling in the samsara, you know. So, so also we circle in samsara, not with the choice, not with the happy feeling, but we wander, circle in samsara with pain, suffering, you know. We wander, circle in samsara, you know. Not like that. So therefore, you know, the compassionate Buddha put many different method and different logic to showing the emptiness to the sentient beings. So that's the Buddha said in the sutra. So so also that day I was talking about the the quotation from Nagarjuna, I don't know that one. Just now, I don't know. You have that one. Chapter 18, that one. I did explain last day the meaning there, but I mean, good to read. Yeah, you can read, I don't know. You can read in English. The meaning I will explain the last class. I mean, just good to know the quotation also.
The third verse, right? Those who do not cling to I or mine are also lacking in existence. No clinging to an I and mine.
No, not that one.
Not this one? Oh, the next chapter then.
Not chapter, that one.
24.
No, not that one.
I think you wrote verse 3.
Verse 3, no? 3 or 4, I don't remember that.
Because you said Dongba Ni.
Talk about the liberation there, no?
Oh, verse 5, my apologies.
Verse 5, yeah, maybe read that one.
Release occurs when action and defilements cease. Actions and defilements are derived from thoughts, and these come from the mind's construction. Emptiness is what arrests or stops them.
Okay, I mean, that's the... So this is the quotation from the Nagarjuna. He wrote in the root text of the Natimega there. So, and this is the quotation, so good to write down, meditate on that verses, also very, very useful. So, so many saying that not knowing the emptiness, so then we circle in samsara, you know. So, Buddha teach many different methods. For us to show emptiness. So that means Buddha shows we have learned about four different tenets, the view of different tenets, you know. So different emptiness, they talk from the different level of tenets, so they talk different. So basically it's very clear when we all know when you sit down, you think we have this physical pain, mental suffering, we all experience. So then, when you talk about this suffering, you know, all this suffering, pain, why this happened? The question is that, you know, why this pain, suffering happening to me? You know, good to meditate, you know, like that. Same time I talk, also think, you know, not listening, but think that, you know. We all have some kind of pain, some kind of suffering in the life. Something we don't like, we don't want. So then, when you ask why, you know, then answer is, you look deeply, answer is, because of having this body and the mind. Not just any kind of body, not just any kind of mind, but we have this body, called contaminated body, and contaminated mind. So that's the reason. Will be suffering and the pain. So again, we have some kind of like suffering, you know, suffering of change. You know, the three suffering of pervasive compounded. So, this suffering of change, all this coming is happened because of this, this pervasive compounded suffering, which means our physical aggregate. Then again, question is, you know, having this body and mind, why I suffer, why I get pain? Then answer is, this aggregate combined possess the mind. Is part of the karma, the contaminated karma. So then again, go deeper question, why this karma happened to me? How does this karma exist, happen to me, you know? So then, due to the affliction, due to the, such as, desire, anger, so this negative emotion, because of that, having this strong desire or anger, negative emotion, so because of that, then we create the karma. So that means, whether we physically or verbally, you know, all this action based on the mind. You know. So then, again, all this physical, verbal action, because of your mind, is created by your thought. You know. So you think about this, then your body, speech, action is coming out, is happening, you know. So you have to understand that, you know, the physical action, verbal action, based on the mind, based on the thought. The thought based on the mind. If you don't have the mind, then thought doesn't arise. So then, when the thought arises, then you follow the thought. You know, then the thought, the negative thought, negative emotion becomes stronger. So because of that, all sort of action from the speech, body, you know, because your mind is active to create karma. So then again, all these thoughts, you know, active thought, the negative emotion thought, such as attachment and anger, you know, how this become strong, you know. Why this become stronger and stronger, you know. So, then you look deeper. All this because of your mental projection, you know. Your mental image, your mind image, all this. The mental problem, mental emotion is made by our own mind. So because we are beginningless, even this life from birth up to now, not only that, from beginningless rebirth up to now, we are habituated with this kind of negative emotion. No. So because of that, so our mind is, as mentioned in the Lamrim, you are controlled by the mind. You are controlled by the mind. Your mind is controlled by the delusions. So then, again, you look deeper of that negative emotion. Where really this all negative emotion coming from? You know, what is the root of that? Then the answer is, not knowing the emptiness, or not knowing the reality of the existent. Such as how I exist, such as how the object exists. We really don't understand that. You know, what we see and what we believe is beyond the reality. Then again you look you know, how the so again you look how the attachment arises, how the anger arises, you know. This, you look deeply, then is something related with the I, you know, or me, or I, you know, related with that. For example, you know, so if somebody said nice, pleasant words, then this person become friend to you, you know, label as a friend. Just because of depending on that pleasant word, then you label such and such is my friend. Because, again, this person said nice to me. No. So me is important there. No. Because of me, then, you know, as a friend. Then, same thing, if somebody say, not pleasant, then that person label as the enemy. Again, you have to understand, due to this condition, just don't depend on this water. You know, then you label friend, you label as enemy. Dependent on this world, then related, basically related with the I, yourself. Say nice to me, say unpleasant to me, you know, because of that. Label as enemy, label as a friend. It's very beginning like that. The friend, enemy exists in my level. It doesn't exist from the object inherently, you know. That is the reality of the friend and enemy. How the friend exists, how the enemy exists in the man name. So then, but we don't understand that, you know, how the friend exists, how the enemy exists. We don't understand that. Then, such as friend, then we see from the object, you know, exists from the object by itself. So then we appear, for us appear like that in the mind. The friend out there exists out there, you know, so from his own side. Very solid friend, you know. Believe, appear that, then we believe that. So this is the very basis. You know, once you appear the enemy or friend from his own side, so then we believe that exists in that way. How we see, then we believe in that way exists from his own side. So that's the ignorance. Root of the problem start from there. So to understand that, you know, where the, all the problem coming from is the ignorance, the mistake in mind. So basis on that, then, as mentioned yesterday, so then we have all sort of thought, you know, all different kind of emotion thought arises, different mental, you know. Then your thought so active, and basis on that, your thought become very active, you know, your mind made beyond the object, you know. Mistake in mind, made up so many things of the object, you know. So then this object become beautiful or pleasant or unpleasant. You know, 100% pleasant, 100% unpleasant. Depend how much your mind decorate, label on the object. then become very solid, pleasant, solid, unpleasant, solid friend, very stable friend, very unpleasant enemy over there. No, then due to that, then so due to that, then strong attachment or anger arises. Then your mind is very, very disturbed by that. Then you have, you know, when it's very strong, then the verbal, physical action happened. So this is how create karma. You know, then harm oneself, harming other, you know. So harm not only this life, then life to life, you know, so harming us. So this is extremely important to understand how we suffer in the samsara. So this is all about the full noble truth, also same thing, you know. Truth of suffering, truth of origination. So that is talking about karma and delusion. So because of that, you have true suffering. So this is one of the very important topic to understand. So then, so so that if we don't want this suffering again, you know, whether we have choice or not. So this is another question here. What can be done? Whether there is any choice, or you want this continually, you know. So this is the very big, big question for us, day and night to us. This question is very serious, and how much serious do you ask the question? It depends on that. How our practice work or not. How serious question for oneself that, you know. So. And also I mentioned yesterday, so you look deeply, then it's really not only this life, but you think about then life to life, you know, this almost eon of, you know, countless of, you know, countless of life, countless of rebirth we have to take, we'll take in the future. What we suffer now, what we have pain now, is nothing, you know, compared to how many goes, compared to animal, compared to hell beings. Nothing. You know. So good to think like that, you know. So really, if we take rebirth in the future, you know, then in the helpings, hungry ghosts, animals. Whether we're able to accept that kind of suffering in future. You know. So, so when you look like that, we know very clearly. When you meditate like that, we know very clearly. You know, what is the cause, root of the problem. We know that. So therefore, you know, if we don't want suffering, we don't want to suffer for eon and eon, then what can we do? So, as I mentioned, so in order not to suffer ourselves this life, from life to life, that's the only way, is to cut the root of the problem, which is ignorance, which is believing everything truly exists, you know, believing that. So that's the root of the problem. So therefore, so to meditate or study on emptiness, or meditating on emptiness, believe on emptiness, then you understand how important, you know, to meditate on emptiness. When you understand this, you know, when you meditate, then you really see that, you know, I really need to meditate on emptiness. When you meditate while like that, then conclusion is there, you know. I really have to meditate on emptiness. You know, it's coming from deep down from your heart. Then even that, same thing, like when you read Har Sutra, you know, beginning of the class, when you read Har Sutra, you know, first should meditate like that, you know, 15, 20 minutes, you know, meditate that I mentioned, 15, 20 minutes like that. First meditate, then read the Har Sutra. Able to free from the ocean of samsara, cut the root of the samsara. Therefore, I am going to read Har Sutra, you know, for example. So like that, that's why I'm talking about motivation is very, very important. You know, really think from the heart like that. Then read sutra, for example, Har Sutra. With concentration, with this motivation, you know. Even you don't understand every single word, but due to your motivation, this and that, it's become very, very effective, powerful, you know, prayer. So even you took your commitment, or even you listen to Dharma, any Dharma you listen, you know. So like that, when you motivate like that, then it's extremely powerful. So here, so you understand, you know, why so important to understand emptiness. You know, when you look like that, then you know, really I need to meditate emptiness, otherwise there's no other way, you know. So you get that kind of conclusion, you know, then you see how important, then you will put the effort on that. So, so then there's the what then again, you know, you see the point and then like that. So if you understand emptiness, what's the benefit? What do you get? You know, again, question is that. If you understand emptiness, you meditate on emptiness, what you get for your life, you know, what change in your life. If you don't meditate, what you lost, you know, you have to get that also, the question, you know, what benefit I get. You know, like doing business, same thing. You know, I do this business, what I gain, what I lost. So same thing here, when you meditate on emptiness, then what's the benefit you get? You don't meditate, what you lost. So, there's the, I mean, there's many benefit mentioned by Buddha, you know, so Buddha mentioned, it's one of the sutra, you know. If you meditate on emptiness, then, I don't know, sonam tamje dubayis, I don't know. If you meditate in emptiness, then all the virtues gather
the
there.
The collections.
All the virtues collection, you know. So like that. Then you will fulfill all the, until you achieve enlightenment, whether you are ordinary being, Arya being. So, all the time, your wishes are fulfilled. So then also, one thing is that, then also like, also then, Buddha said to the Manjushri, you know, Buddha said to Manjushri, you know, just meditating on the six profession for eon, you know, for eon and eon. You have so much merit. But even more, you have some kind of doubt in, when you say doubt, there's many different, you know, three different type of doubt. The doubt, what you call, intending draws to the meaning. Yeah? Doubt turning towards the factual. Correct?
Yes.
Don't forget the water. close to the reality. You know, your doubt is close to the reality. So, when you have, even you have this kind of doubt, just having little doubt on towards to the reality and emptiness. So this much greater than meditating on six perfection for eon and eon like that. So Buddha said to the Manjushri, like that. Then also there's many, I mean, like that. So then also there, if you make offering, you know, like jewel, diamond, how many number is like equal to the sand grain in Ganges River, you know, like can be like Pacific Ocean, you know, number of the sand grain, that kind of amount of precious jewel offering to the numberless of Buddhas in eon. You know, you collect so much merit. But he said, you are explaining four verses of the meaning of the emptiness. You think about the emptiness and the four verses. I meditate. Just four verses of this focusing on emptiness, that merit is much greater than the people. So like that, so Buddha explained, this much benefit you have, you know, so so this kind of benefit you have. But again, then you don't do what you lost. You don't meditate, then you think, I don't lose anything. You may think that. Okay, I meditate, I get benefit. If I don't do, then I don't lose. You know. We may think that way, but as I mentioned before, you look deeply, there's a great loss. You don't meditate on emptiness, then there's great loss. You know. Yes, you understand. As I mentioned earlier, you know, you know, almost like one, you know, circling samsara, endless. So that kind of loss, you know, we get that. So therefore, so also it is, we take Ashoka Tantra initiation. Then you see one of the precept there, you know, Tawa Martins. Not remembering the view. That means not remembering the emptiness. You know. Then that is the one of the downpour. In tantric bowls there, so that's why it's extremely important, you know. So to meditate on emptiness. So this is so important. So always see that why I need to learn about emptiness. Why? What's the benefit I get if I meditate? What I lost if I don't meditate? You know. So really, you know, sit down and meditate that, and something like that. Then really understanding from the heart, seeing the importance of learning emptiness. Then meditating on emptiness. So like that. So then, then again, the next is, what is emptiness? What does you mean emptiness? You know, oh, you say you have to measure emptiness. Need necessary then? Again, question is, what is emptiness? So here again, you have to understand that sometimes we misunderstand. When you say emptiness, then sometimes many people think there's the nothingness like that. But that's not the meaning of emptiness. So, so again, so here when this emptiness means empty of something, you know, first you have to understand, empty of something. So that means first you have to recognize object of negation, yeah? What to repute, yeah, what to repute, object of negation. So this this, you have to understand that. So here, so all the phenomena includes I and the object. As mentioned before, when the I appear to your mind, you know, this appear from its own sight, you know, over there, you know, from the object or somewhere there. Doesn't depend on other. Exists by own sight. So that is the that is the object of negation. So emptiness means empty of that, you know. So this is something have to understand. When you say empty of that, you know, true existent. So nothing exists truly. You know, everything exists independent. So everything is just depending on the others. So like the so meaning of emptiness, of the empty of that truly existent. So then, as mentioned before, so then related with the yourself, the I, you know, what is my friend, my enemy, you know, pleasant word to me, you know, unpleasant to me, because of the me, you know, the true self, somewhere in there, you know, existing my own self, somewhere in, within our body. We believe there's somewhere there, you know, truly there, somewhere there. Then, so then, based on that, then whatever happened related with that I, good or bad, then our emotion go up and down. Because of this, believing truly existing I. So how much strong belief you have that true existing I, so that much you have, you know, up and down emotion. So therefore, so then Buddha teach, you know, when you talk about that, you know, a different view from the lower tenet, you know, I don't know all the words were called, Dakjik Rangwanjik Dongwa, you know, the self is not permanent, independent,
unitary,
independent, unitary,
and permanent,
impermanent, you know, empty of that. You know, teach that kind of empty, you know, in the very beginning. Buddha teach that, you know, I is permanent. I is, empty of this, you know, empty of what? Empty of permanent, empty of unitary, empty of independent, empty of that. So he teach that. Then, so, you know, so when you look at the eye, you know, so the eye is something outside of the body. You know, out, when you look at what is the eye, you know, within your body, something different from body, you know. Not the body, not within body, but empty, something different, you know, from the body. You know, something else, something separate from the body and the mind. That's what non-Buddhists believe, you know, existing of the self. You know, something permanent, unitary, independent, separate from the body. That's what non-Buddhists believe, what is self. You know, so independent self there is permanent. So, also, I mean, this non-Buddhist philosopher, they think about this, meditate on this. You know, what is really self? You know, they think about that, and then there's no other way, you know, because of this. Their belief, strong belief, self must exist. Because of that, then they have to come out some kind of reason or belief, you know, to accept that kind of self. You know, so the I or self cannot be one same as the body, not within the body. Not the body, you know, if the same, then typical, you know, they cannot really explain how the future life and past life, existing of past life, future life, they are not able to explain that, you know. So, non-Buddhists also, they think that, I mean, many non-Buddhists, they believe future life, past life. So, therefore, what really goes from life to life, so they have to think something, to say something, you know. So that's why they believe this kind of self, the independent self, the permanent self, is exists something separate from body. You know, when you die, body leave behind, but the self go. That's sometimes, you know, soul or atma or whatever they call, so this goes to the next life. The self doesn't change. So like that. So that's the belief. But according to Buddhists, then this is not correct. You know, self, unchangeable self is not possible. Independent self, not possible. Then unitary self, not possible. So like that. Then, you know, so empty of that, self is empty of these three things. So Buddhists believe, you know, that kind of self doesn't exist. So then they say, then a little bit deeper, then they talk about, I don't know, Ranja Tibi Zeyugi Tibi Tonga, also I don't know the word. The next is what? Ranja Tibi Zeyugi Tonga. Self is,
substantially existing.
No, my this example you watch.
Self-sufficient.
Substantially existing. Oh, my English better than your way.
Sufficient. Substantially existing.
Person. So. So what does that mean? Don't know. Self-sufficiently.
Self-sufficient.
I better learn the English way.
Self-sufficient.
Substantially existing. Wonderful. Okay. Don't forget, you're learning first time or what? Self-sufficient, substantially existing. So, so empty of that, again, talking of here, you know, selflessness, then empty of that. Selflessness. Top, explained by the, you know, the different tenet, the, you know, Chitra Matra, then, of course, autonomous middle school. So they all believe that empty of that self is exist. That kind of self doesn't exist. So what does that mean? That means, you know, when you think about the self, when you talk about the self or I, or me, you know, when you think it, not something outside of body or something different from the body, out of the body, not like that. But then you have another view. Okay, the self, the I, me, is somewhere there in the body. You know, mind, body, collective, so somewhere there, you know, substantially existing, I is there. But that kind of I, then Buddhist also doesn't believe, empty of that, you know. Again, you have this belief, you know, inside the body and mind, somewhere there, the I, self, you know, somewhere there existing from on sight. Within the body, is there, somewhere there, exists on sight. You know, so that kind of self doesn't exist. Empty of that self. Self is empty of that. So that's the meaning of the self, substantially existent. You understand? Empty of that. So good. So I don't know why I'm talking here also, So, I don't know. So that kind of empty, you know, empty self. Then of course you go to, you know, then of course when you look, then like Chitra Matra view, then autonomous middle school, then when they look for the I, a self, then not the body, then must, not within body, but then must be within, inside the mind, like that. Body cannot be I or self, that must be the mind. You know, because self must exist, so they believe self must exist inherent by one way, you know, must be there, you know. So therefore, when you look, you must find. There's the fundamental belief. This tenet. So therefore, then those tenet look for the self that they found. They have to say something. So that's why the mind is the self. Not the body, then mind. So then they can, again they look deeply, then there's so many different minds, sense conscious and mental conscious. Within sense conscious, there's five. So like that, all this cannot be as a self. then they have to find out deeper that they found the mind, the mental mind. Of course, mental mind, again, there are so many different minds. within mental mind. So then, like Chitta Matra, so then the mind only school, so then they say the another consciousness, you know, mind basis of all. So this is the self, this is the I, this is the person. So they believe like that. Then you go to autonomous middle school. So this is just the mental consciousness. You know, one type of mental consciousness is the self. So they believe like that, but in the final view, in the consequent middle school, then all this is not correct. You know, there's nothing exists from its own side. You know, include the I, the self, never exists from its own side. So then the point is, the logic is, if really exists from its object's own side, then when you look at, search for that I, then able to find it. You are not able to find any kind of object when you look it. Impossible to find, pinpoint. This is this, you know. Impossible to find any kind of object. So, therefore, everything is empty from its own sight. So this is what you have to understand. So like that. So when you look deeply, the I, you know, the self, then you look deeply, this cannot find within the body, within the mind. You know, you look everywhere, you meditate, you know, the emotional eye. When you're so emotional, you know, I'm miserable, I am suffering, you know, so that the eye will suffer, you know. Sometimes we see independent, somewhere there, truly existing, the emotion I there. Experience the suffering, solid I, somewhere, in the body. Independently, somewhere there, sitting. Experience. But in reality, that not just such I, the emotion I, existing from on site, doesn't exist at all. There's no such I there. When you look deeply, not such I there. You are not able to find at all. Then, when you see that, then the view of the ignorance is the object of ignorance, the view of the ignorance, object of ignorance. It's not there. So then your ignorance less. There's no ignorance. The target, the target object of ignorance, no there, you know, no longer there. So if that happened, then your attachment or anger subdue or pacify or lessen, you know, reduce, weaken, you know. So that kind of powerful, you know, you meditate like that. How emotional you are when you meditate like that. Look at the eye. When you see that, no, there's not such an eye there. You know. Make huge difference. You know, when you have so much emotion, difficult time, then you really meditate like that. Immediately, you are in the peace. So there are four souls meditating on emptiness. It's extremely powerful. You know, not only reduce attachment, but able to cut the root of the problem. You know, then we don't need to suffer again and again in samsara. If we're able to meditate emptiness, you know, what kind of big problem happened in the life? We can live in the peace. Nothing much really disturbed. Not up and down. So this is something we have to understand that. Then you really understand the point then. Then you'll put effort and try to meditate. You know, so like that. So then again, when you look at the eye, we saw emotion there, feeling suffering. So that eye, when you look at that eye, cannot find within the body, within the mind. Not the mind, not the body. Also that experience the suffering, the eye who experience the suffering. That is nothing, also not different from the body and mind. Not inside, not outside. Not the body, not the mind. But it doesn't mean, when you look at that, it doesn't mean, when you look at, you cannot find, doesn't mean that. The eye who experience suffering doesn't exist, doesn't mean that. When you look at, you are not able to find it, that means. So the point is that, you know, in the sutra, not seeing is the best of seeing. Or something. You remember? Mm-hmm. Not seeing is the best of seeing. Not finding is the best of the finding. Maybe you can put that way. When you look at, you cannot find. But you find. What you find is empty of true existing I. You know? You found something there. It doesn't mean you don't found anything. Doesn't mean that. You know? When you look at that, you don't find the true existing I, but what you found is empty of that I, you know. So you found something. So you are looking at the reality of the I, nature of the I, then, you know, empty of that. Then conclusion, you know, so then you have this I who experience the suffering is there, but cannot find within body, within mind, but is there. Then again, the conclusion is, you know, this I exists. Just me and them, you know. Then you understand mere I, merely label I, who experience the suffering. Then when you look at the suffering itself, I is like that, cannot find. Then I who experience the suffering, look at the suffering, also same thing. When you look at that, the suffering itself cannot find. You know, empty of true existence. So all like that, you know, so include I who suffer, you know, object, subject, action, everything is empty. So this is the same meaning when you read the Heart Sutra, you know, poem is empty, you know. So that's the meaning. So same, you know, relate with the I, ourself. I is empty. You know, when you read that verses, then meditate like that, you know. So that means I is empty means the inherent, the independent I, doesn't exist. Then I exist in the man name. So like that, then the point is when you have this kind of deep understanding, then, you know, just by understanding the emotion, negative emotion become weaker, you know, so then you create less negative karma. So then you have deeper understanding of emptiness, you have realization, then of course, much better than, you know, then even you have direct realization on emptiness, then there's no way you can create karma due to rebirth in samsara. You know, that powerful. You know, when you realize emptiness directly, then the mind becomes extremely powerful. You know, you won't create any karma. The throwing karma in samsara. And only you are compound, you know, you are like compound to achieve enlightenment or liberation. You know, you are under trap. Huh? You are under trap of enlightenment and liberation. Huh? There's no guarantee. Huh? So, now you did meditation or no? I just talk. So, I don't know this. Maybe this is related with that. I'm not sure. Just one of the students of the Milarepa. He did some meditation there on emptiness of the mind. Then he did meditation on that. Then after he went to see the Milarepa, and he paid back his meditation report to the master, how he meditate and what happened during the meditation, during the water. So I mean, that can be related to nature of the clear light of the mind, or meditate on emptiness. I mean, can be related with that. You know, meditate on emptiness, or meditating on the clear light. So then, this student told to Milarepa, you know, when he meditate, Nagakum to delect this. When you Namka is like sky or empty. Space. Namka is space. When I meditate on space, it's quite comfortable. You know. But Lodrinkum to Chungma this. When the cloud appear in this space, then a little bit uncomfortable. Something like that. When the cloud appear in this space, then it will a little bit difficult or not so comfortable like that. So then he said, 14 combat number shoes. So now I'm asking you how to meditate on the cloud and the space. Then he said, Milarepa replied to him, Nanka kum to delikna. When you are meditating on is meditating on the space, if you are comfortable, floating nanka chuti, then the clouds is just the manifestation or manifest from the space, you know. Yes. Okay, manifest or appear, or maybe manifest. I don't know. A play of the space. Then namka ranging on the shop. Then place your mind back to space. That's the answer, you know, given by the Milarepa to the student, like that. That's all, I roughly mentioned this the last class also, a little bit. So here, I think this meaning is about that, when you meditate on the clear light, Meditate on the mind. You know, the mind is the object. And meditate there. You know. So then, when your mind is very quiet, able to see the clarity of the mind, like seeing the space. When you meditate a while, quietly, with the concentration, look at the mind. Then you're able to see clarity of the mind, the clear mind. You know, your mind is without disturb, quite stable, quite comfortable. You know. So, but then suddenly, you know, the thought arises. When meditate, sometimes we have different thought arises, you know. Some kind of emotion thought or some kind of thought just, you know, nowhere just pop up. So that's like a cloud. So just pop up like that. So then become problem, you know. Before you're peace, then suddenly something there, thought come. You know, then not so comfortable. So then what to do? You know. So then point is look at the thought. The point is that here. You know, when you look at just, this is just a thought. It just arises from the mind, just like that. Just notice and don't bother. And go again back to your, in the clarity of the mind. You know, just notice, don't follow, just, or just a thought. Then again, don't follow the thought, then just go back to your meditation. You know, recognize, thought arise, recognize, then go. Meditate back to the clarity of the mind. So that's the that's the one way to meditate. You know, when the thought arises, how to deal with that? One method is that, you know, not to follow, but just, you know, just notice and don't follow, just notice and go back to, again go back to, like that. This then is just a clear of the mind, just arise from the mind, you know, this part of the mind, you know, nothing surprise, you know, so this part of mind, when you recognize that, then go back to meditation, clear light. So I think, then, so that, then, that's the advice, I think, given by Milarepa's like that. So same thing, when you meditate, emptiness also like that, you know, a similar, like that. But there's the, what call, there's the another way, method is that, I don't know, what that one, you know, the, what call, it versus mind training there, vigilant the moment the delusion appear in my mind, endangering myself and other. I shall comfort and abort it without delay. So that's the slightly different method there. Again, you have to understand. That's the one way to do the meditation. Then here is the slightly different. Always mindful here, again, mindful. You know, whenever this negative emotion, you know, appear, arise during the meditation, then always vigilant, you know, recognize, apply the antidote, you know, it's very bad, it's dangerous, you know, what go endangering myself and others. So it's very bad, you know, try to kick him out. So that's one of the way up, you know, one of the methods, you know, applying the antidote, immediately recognize, you know, then apply antidote, get out it and go back to meditation. So that's the one of the method. When you, I already told you, the first method can be tried. Second method is different way. There's two way to meditate. You got the first one? First one you got? That's, anyway, you meditate first and ask later. People meditate and don't ask back. You go back and meditate. Then after you have experience like that, Milarepa student come. After meditation, you come back. Cloud up here, disturb my mind. What to do, master? How to chase out the cloud, yeah? Suppose that's... Anyway, I don't know what I'm talking. This is something, nothing new I'm talking here, nothing new. No. But my point is, as mentioned before, I just want you to think more, deeper more, you know. So sometimes we talk emptiness is so important, emptiness is important, but you really don't think, you know. We don't think that. Why so important to meditate emptiness? We don't think that deeply. You know? Just okay, just stay. Time just pass, you know? Nothing really urgent, you know? We don't see that urgent, how important I need to meditate emptiness. You know? We just for granted, you know, just take so easy, you know. Then, when the time come, then just regret. This is our life, you know. So, what I'm trying to say is like that. So, try to put our best effort, much as possible. Okay. Okay, I think that's all about today. I thought to talk this thing, but didn't happen. Okay. Never mind. So, I think, I don't know. So, So this the verses from the Diamond Katra Sutta is another extremely important to meditate, you know, when you say star, then visual aberration, flame, lamp, is all have some kind of meaning there, you know. So, star, what you have, you know, what you get in your mind, you know. Example, that's not the example you start, but when you start, what you get? You just start, that's all? You know, so this is the something we need to meditate on that. So, I don't know whether we need, I'm not sure, whether we need one more class Tuesday, talk on this, I'm not sure. If you really want, then I talk one more myself on Tuesday. Then that's it about myself. Then after that, I'm not sure whether somebody will translate. I think I heard about translating through this Skype. For time being, through this Skype, time being. So, hope to finish this Tantric Salam within 3 to 4 months. By then, maybe we get news, hope we get new translator. It's still not sure, and we can't come. Maybe then, if that happened, then, I don't know, maybe they'll announce through email. If the Skype thing happened, then maybe the time may change, because translating from the overseas, so time is different. So that it may have to change the time, I'm not sure. So I think the SPC.com will send you the email. Okay? So like that, I think we'll finish, through the Chiman, we'll finish the Tantra. Aishwa Tantra through the Chiman. Then this is the end of the basic program in this year, we'll finish. Then you have the final exam, maybe December or January, whenever you want. Then you are graduate. Huh? And that's all. Huh? So Tuesday you want or not? It's the different Tuesday don't want, then we break them. One year after 1 week, we see what will happen. I don't know. You want, then I have to go. I thought, think about the star, this thing. Huh? I tell the story of the star. Huh? How the star happened in the sky. Huh? Okay, so whatever we did this like that, and please, the idea is that, of course, you all know this thing, but my point is, sit down and try to deeper understanding why you have to meditate emptiness. You don't meditate what you lose, you know. So get that idea that, you know, encouraging from the yourself, from the deep down from the heart, you know. Okay, so that's the point. Yeah, all right. Huh? Of course, anybody can come. Yeah. There's no restricted, anybody can come. Only Tantra, because last time you must have this initiation, that's why become that. Other than this, I mean, it's open for everyone, you know, so anybody wish to come is okay. Except the Tantra. Tantra is we have this commitment, so because of that, other than it's okay. So we go through the star, maybe next Tuesday. I'll finish that verse. So, also then you have that the question, the last the meditation lamrim. So you finish then pass back. Huh? If you want the mark, pass me back. Huh? Okay. Yeah.
Dedication prayers. Sashi Puki Chushimeto Trari